August 20th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Lord thy God, creator of the universe. I have come to claim what is rightfully mine, the heart of the world. The greatest sin in the world today is man's lack of love for me. All other sins follow after. If you do not love me, you do not try to please me. It follows that my commandments are met with disregard and indifference. I wish to establish in the world an unwavering love for all things holy, a love that captures the heart of the world. Priorities must be reestablished so that self and the world no longer reign over free will. Pleasing me, loving me, should be the impetus behind your free will choices. It is then all things will come to completion according to my divine will. This then is the reason for my repeated monologue here. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. But he who is united to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Another note is given to read 1 John chapter 5, 2 through 4. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.